here to what we started talking about last week, the basics of the offerings. It's critical that you understand the import, that there is no sin offering ever mentioned, nor no trespassing offering ever mentioned in Egypt. Now, if the church understood this, all of a sudden there would be an explosion in understanding. And I still don't think that you guys understand this. You understand that means that there is no sin nor trespass in Egypt. And the reason we know that is because there's a burnt offering in Egypt. Now, the end part of this is mind-blowing. The import is that there is, since there is no perception of trespass or sin in Egypt, you can't preach against sin or trespass in Egypt. All you can do in Egypt is show the vanity of life. Can you imagine if the church at large would understand this incredible revelation? What would happen? Can you imagine why the devil, if you will, has caused the sin and trespass to be taught about and preached about in the world? It's just as evil to teach about trespass and sin in the world as it is to say that gain is godliness. I said all this stuff before, but I know now that not one of you understood it.
You say it like this.
You said it in a different.
I said it in a different tone of voice. Does everybody, can you apprehend it for a minute? Do you understand it?
But you've never said that before.
Oh, right. You want to see my notes from 1987? You gonna know why you didn't hear it? Because there's no sin. Okay, you said probably not, so I won't explain it. Because you can only apprehend the measure of your own experience. What?
You're gonna tell her anyone?
No, that's not. You want me to tell her why she didn't hear?
Yes, tell her.
Probably my fault. Yeah, it's your fault.
Thank you. Okay. Go to the tabernacle first. What? What'd you say? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one, Gary. You probably don't want to proceed on that one.
I don't want you to proceed on that one. I'm doing just fine. It was hot.
Hot off the press. Hot off fancy paper.
It's our free paper, which is cheaper than our cheap paper.
Free paper is
cheaper. We have to pay for the cheap paper.
I want you to hear this. When Jesus said he was the way, the truth, and the life, he was talking specifically about one thing. He is the way, the truth, and the life from item A to item M inside the tabernacle. He's the way from the door to the mercy seat.
Which
the door of the tabernacle.
What door?
The very beginning.
Do you have this in front of you?
Yeah, but
you see down there?
I don't know if you get the door of the Holy of Holies or the
door. No. The door of the tabernacle.
Is that what he means when he says, I am the door?
That's right.
That's the same thing in the other words, right?
Hmm?
That's the same thing that you just said.
When you said, I am the door?
Well, no, about the sacrifice. There's no sin in Egypt. Well, you're not even in the game until you get through the door.
Right. Now, this tabernacle doesn't appear anywhere in the scriptures until the wilderness. The knowledge of the tabernacle or the need for the tabernacle doesn't appear even in the wilderness until you hear the law. And that track is the measure of your apprehension. In other words, it's when you apprehend. You can't apprehend any time sooner than Israel did. This is really good stuff, if you can hear me. Now, again, I've said all this before, but I now know from certain things that happened, which I won't embarrass you with, that you didn't hear. Now, some of you have been preaching about sin and trespass to those that are in Egypt. And it'll drive people away. I pray that you've never once heard me preach sin or trespass to somebody that was still in the world. I've never done it. But I've heard people here use sin and trespass as a jewel. But the jewel became a weapon when light hits it and it becomes a laser. It becomes an instrument of destruction. I want to see if you can let this sink in.
Most of what we're doing around here, we're not preaching sin to the choir. This is everybody who's around here has been here a while.
Well,
it doesn't mean spiritually that you're not still in Egypt.
I guess you can zip back down there.
Well. First of all, does anybody have any doubts, or do we want to go through all the scriptures to show you that there was a burnt offering in Egypt, but there was never a sin offering, or never a trespass offering?
I believe.
Hmm?
I believe.
Okay. Do you understand that that means if there was no offering of the sin or trespass by the Father, by God, in His law, in His Torah, then there was, from spiritually, there was no sin.
He didn't see what happened to Egypt as sin. It just wasn't.
It wasn't. Then, no, he didn't see it as sin. It was no sin.
It just wasn't sin, because there was no law. No.
There can't, without the knowledge of the law, there is no sin.
No sin, yeah.
The knowledge of the law doesn't come until after you have left Egypt and wandered around the wilderness and touched and drank the bitter waters and
there's also no need for the tabernacle.
And there's no tabernacle. There's no apprehension of the tabernacle until after the law. But when you try to use the blood of Christ in Egypt to take care of sin, it's meaningless. The blood of Christ in Egypt was used for only one purpose, and that's to keep away. The people never even heard. They didn't see the blood. The priest saw the blood, or the head of the household saw the blood, as he wiped it on the doorposts. People never saw the blood. They were hidden. In the house, cowering, in fear, That's where most of the church is. Cowering in fear under the doorpost or in waiting for something.
Well, expecting to be wiped out, not really knowing. Imagine that this blood was going to work.
Well.
Certainly must have been their fear.
Well, I'm talking about, yeah. But I mean, as they only heard that part, then that's all they could apprehend. And so the church stays there in Egypt, cowering under the blood, waiting for the promised land to come after their death. How many people? I mean, you could turn on any Christian radio program, any television show, and that's what you hear. They're covered in the blood, hallelujah, now let's get rich in Egypt.
And this is because the head of their household, that's all
I know.
As far as the head of that household is gone.
The spiritual leadership can take anybody. They can only take people as far as they've gone. That's why, I mean, I don't mean to sound boastful here anyway, but that's why at that speech in Philadelphia, it's going to have massive repercussions. Because it was stuff those people had never even heard of. And I never even talked about anything that was in the wilderness. Never even talked. I took them about to the place of the plagues. And they were freaked. Blown away. Now, you are leaders. You cannot take anybody any farther than you have apprehended.